Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the floor for two. Stay tuned.
Princess Nina and DJ J Prince. Today's topic is children's education. We are going to discuss the meaning of it, give statistics, and more. So stay tuned. Call in now at 773-897-6231. Call in now again at 773-897-6231. And I'm about to play a song. It's just Bankroll Fresh's Die. I'm about to play one of his songs right now. Hot boy, hot boy.
Yeah. Fresh. No screen. I rock around it, pull it loaded. Load it, load it, fully. Yeah. Come through looking like a get it. I ain't stand none of y'all broke.
None of y'all.
At the truck spot where we post.
Get it.
I'ma get a mansion and a boat.
Get it.
Ferragamo frames and a coat.
Fresh.
Girlfriend, she's a gold digger. One thing gon' need is no. Bought an AMG Benz cause it go quicker. Fresh in the VIP, lit up. Try to get it up. All the take is one car. I heard that said Charlie.
Hello.
Instagram sign line full of y'all. The underfish trying to have a fish.
What?
I know it.
Bankroll. Hey.
Follow real hard, real hard. Don't even like the fat. No, I'm playing with the fat. All said white, then they had to paint. Flat, how you love that? Ballin' like a hot boy, like in 98. You love it. Young, ballin', I made them. Move it. All these.
Young turn, young thing that's first, young getting in work.
That's you with that big body bitch.
Okay, and we are back. R.I.P. to Frank
Fresh.
You don't know none of the rappers. It's Bankroll Fresh. R.I.P. Bankroll Fresh. Got shot. Rest in peace. Okay, okay. So back to our topic. What is children's education to us? What is it to you, DJ Jay Prince?
Well, children's education is, I still get my children's education because I'm a child. And I go to school and I learn, and education is like you going to your standards and like the standard statements and the essential questions and the EQs, and you mastering those, and then you're going higher and higher levels.
Okay, children's education to me is children being able to get the skills and things they need to be successful in life. And that's what I think it is. But education, the knowledge, skill, and understanding that you get from attending a school, college, or university. So that's what it is. And children go to school now and get their education at school from teachers and professors and things like that. But you go to school for kind of half, well, kind of the beginning part of your life from kindergarten or preschool all the way up to 12th grade. So those children who continue and continue and continue to go up levels and strive for what they want to be and things like that are getting their education. Okay, DJ Jay Prince, start to spin a song for us on the ones and twos. Let's tell us what it is, DJ Jay Prince.
All right, the song I'm about to sing for y'all is Jeremiah Out, but I kind of disagree with you on that, Princess Nee. You said it goes all the way up to 12th grade. Well, sometimes it goes to 12th grade, but if you want to keep on learning and get more knowledge and seek more skills, you can go to college, right? Okay, well, I guess you're mad now because I got it right. But I'm going to play that song right here.
Think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we try that we could be
somewhere to climb it. It won't long get you around me.
And we are back. Some statistics or facts about education for children are, as of 2012, 31 million primary schools worldwide dropped out of school, at additional 32 million repeated the grade. While girls are less likely to begin school, boys are most likely to repeat grades or drop out altogether. Children living in rural environments are twice as likely to be out of school than urban children. Additionally, children from the wealthiest 20% of the population are four times more likely to be in school than the poorest 20%. Women who are less educated are having more children on average, 2.5 children over the course of their lifetime, when compared to more educated women on average, 1.7 children. Women with a primary school education are 13% more likely to know that condoms or reduced their risk of contracting HIV or AIDS, and education can help decrease the spreading of viruses by promoting safer and sexual practices. Education empowers women to make healthier decisions about their life. Okay, those were some facts or statistics about children's education. Why is education for kids and teens important, DJ J. Prince?
Well, I learned this in some studies because the country wants the people, and they're the citizens, they want their literacy rate high. So when the people, when they come and they come out in the real world and get in real jobs, that they could get money, and then that the government's literacy rate will be high. And if you don't know what literacy rate means how many people are able to read and write at at least seventh grade. So I think learning means to learn and know knowledge, seek knowledge, have skills, like Princess Nina said when we started.
Okay, I think education is important for teens because if you have education and you have the skills and knowledge and learning and experience to do something, then you'll better yourself in the future to have a better life for yourself and have jobs and everything like that. And education is important so people can have a future and have a job and a living for yourself. That's why people go to school, to gain information to make them successful. You come into this world with a brain. You just need to fill it with knowledge because knowledge is power. How many kids and teens can honestly say they love going to school, DJ J. Prince?
Not me.
Right, and I have some of those moments as well. But I noticed that a lot of kids at my school don't want to be there and things like that. They're just there because, you know, the court or the state, and they force you to go to school, or so you have to take your mom to court and things like that. So that's why some of the kids at my school say that they don't want to go to school and they don't like school and all this. But we need to stop having that mindset. Not many that I know can say they want to go in school and like that. That's why don't kids want to go to school, DJ J. Prince?
Because it's boring. You don't have fun. It's not like, unless you got like fun. Hey, class, we're just going to name it all day.
Not many can say that, DJ J. Prince. But learning is not always going to be fun. Learning sometimes is going to you taking out a book and a piece of paper and doing things like that. Not everything is going to be fun, but you got to suck it up for the long run so then you could be successful in your life. It is sad that this generation takes a lot of stuff for granted. People back in the day used to want to go to school and learn and grasp attention and learning and wanting to know what their teachers had to say. We are slacking. How are we going to lead a country when we don't even want to go to school? I challenge parents to ask their child once a month what they want to be and why.
I can guarantee that their answers would change over time if they are really learning. Because I know if I'm getting new knowledge from school and things like that, then my answer of what I'm going to be is going to change and develop because I'm going to have more experience and things, and I'm going to have more information on things to make me want to do things. But if I sit in school and I learn that much and things like that, then my answer is always going to stay the same because I do not know information about anything else. So that's what I challenge you parents to do. DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song.
Okay, I like this song, and I can dance and relate to this song, so let me play that right now. Walk in.
When I walked in the building, that mean I got something expensive. Know my friends, they killin'. All these hoes I'm killin'. Came from a dope dealin'. Dirt bike four wheelin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. And I might jet loot the ceiling. And I'm trying to grind up on a million. And I might kill it if I feel it. Yeah, yeah, all right, I kill it if she get it. Mad, got a stench it. Take it and we flip it. Take it and remix it. Bring it back 16 curves on them. Bank too big, need pocket like your bowl. Hold up, wait, know exactly how it go. It's Roosh.
No, bet you can't do it like this. Put a low diamond on both my wrist. Me and Joe Blow gon' skim me your. Ellie took me, get mine like the shit. Street my Nino got a hunt in the seat. I ain't no gay, I'ma do it in me. Pine coming in, I'ma lean like this. I ain't hit hard like Shotty, you lit. Probably rap on my trailer like Kappa. Came in like this, turning up on you. After I smash a little, can help her. Fuck from the front and I'm turning the back. Ask all them scribbles, I stay where they care. I'm in the dipper, I'm moving them bears. Play with that money, we put on a man. New no limit, we busting your ass.
Looking like a trap when I walked in the building. That mean I got something expensive. Know my friends, they killing. All these hoes I'm killing. Came from a dope dealer. Dirt by the four wheeler. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. I walked in, throwing it to the ceiling. Looking like a looking like a got it. Time for this ain't really poppin'. These bottle walls, all the bottle walls we poppin'. Ace ain't poppin', Rose ain't poppin'. These really poppin', you really jockin'. Y'all blitz, y'all ain't got it. I got two, they gettin' wild. These wanna do dog style. I got one, and I got one. She be talkin' to me, she say come foul. I lit up, I just made a pile. Sh*t up, I made a cloud. Get fucked up at the after hour. 442, yo, yeah, came with the growl. Yo, it's ugly and yo, this money so free. He go a ball down. Staking that breath smell like black and mild. I'm fresh as hell, bitch, wipe me down. Looking like a trap when I walked in the building. That mean I got something expensive. Know my friends, they killin'. All these hoes I'm killin'. Came from a dope dealer. Dirt bike four wheeler. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'.
All of these be staring. All of my exclusives. She want me cause I'm cooler. Looking like young jeweler. Might fly to Bermuda. Thank God, red hallelujah. I flew high and I barely even knew it. Her not that looter.
Got wild in the bed looking like Frank Lucas. Me and my girl shooters. Carbon got a cooler. Clip like a ruler. Fade, they be acting funny. All that she want is a bag of money. Get on Molly, she act. Hit from the back and she ate a bunny.
Trouble when I walked in the building. That mean I got something expensive. Know my friends, they killin'. All these hoes I'm killin'. Came from a dope dealer. Dirt bike four wheelin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'. Coming up the street, I'm pillin'.
Okay, and we are back. DJ J Prince, can you tell us your side on children's education and why it's being wasted?
It's being wasted because some kids are skipping school, not disrespecting the teachers, not learning what they need to, and the teachers are just sending them out of class random, and they're not getting the knowledge as they should be, and then when the milestones come, they fell another grade, and it's most likely be boys, not girls. So.
Okay, okay. Why do you think that today's generation of kids take things for granted?
Well, I think they take things for granted because either they have already the stuff they need, or they feel like they can't tell you what to do, or they feel like only your mom can tell you what to do. And, yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, I think that today's children take things for granted because we didn't have to go through the struggles and things like that that people have in other countries. Other countries, they lack clean water, starve, and things like that, and they want to go to school and desire to go to school. But we and you in the United States, we are very rich. We have a lot of money and things like that, so we have a lot of opportunities. And when we have a good opportunity, like going to school and things like that, then we sometimes don't want to take it because we think that, oh, everybody does this, oh, school's boring and all these things. But we should take the things that we have and value them, because a lot of people in different countries, they don't have the things that we have or the opportunities that we have to go to school. They walk 3 miles to school in Africa to some of their schools, 3 miles there and back just to go to school, and they're like little kids like us. Imagine us walking 3 miles to school. Half of us probably going to be like, oh, I'm not going to go. Oh, that's too much work. That's another thing why kids take things for granted. Okay, do you think that kids in other countries are more serious about their schooling?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to elaborate on the answer, yes. I think that as well, because I'm learning about Africa and history class. And Africa is not the richest country in the world. They lack fresh water and things like that. And Africa's school system is not that good. I'm not saying not that all of them are, but some of them aren't that good. And some kids, like I just said before, have to walk to school 3 miles and things like that, and they don't even have good things like good desks and things like that because some people are poor. And I do think that kids in other countries do take their schooling more seriously, because if I'm walking all the way to school 3 miles to school, then I'm going to be there to learn. I'm going to be there to listen to the teacher, what the teacher has to say, and not what my friends have to say, because that is a long walk to be walking. And that's why I think that, okay, what do you think people are doing? What do you think people are doing when they are not in school or lack education? What do you think they're doing when they're not in school and things like this?
Well, I think they are doing, like, playing a game that their mom bought them or their cousin bought them. But if you lack education, you wouldn't even know how to work the game unless you saw what you did and you were really interested in doing that. Because if you set your mind to it, like a lot of comments say, if you set your mind to it, you could do it. Sometimes I don't really truly believe that, but if you really want to do it and you keep on trying, then it'll work. So I think they're playing games, watching TV, sitting down on the couch, taking naps, being lazy, not working at home, not doing chores, running outside all day. But if you're lazy, you don't even run outside. On your phone. Princess Nina.
Yeah, I kind of agree with DJ J Prince said as well. If you're not going to school and things like that, then they're probably getting distracted with things like electronics and getting distracted and doing other inappropriate things like that. Because when I was giving y'all statistics, they said that a lot of people who are not in school are women are having kids and things like that. So when they're not in school, they're probably having kids, which take them out of school. Because a lot of people drop out of school during the high school. And I think they drop out of school then, because when you're in elementary school and things like that, you are required to go to school. You have to go to school. But in high school, you do not. Well, you do have to go to school too, but it's not really a requirement because a lot of people drop out of high school when they're in high school and things like that, but you can in elementary school. So DJ J Prince, spin us a song, and we will take some calls when we come back. We come back. After that, I will be telling y'all some new gossip and also giving y'all a little NBA feed because I know I haven't been watching lately. I'm punching it. But it's all good.
Whoa. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah and stack my change. I think I'll see that jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. All I ever had was my cousin Leroy with the. In the GT, switching four lanes on the stove with the cook up like propane. Aye. On the block where the shots go bang. Only real really gon' hang. All my life, you would stay by the bell, I would stay by the cook. Young boys with choppers, young boys with lawyers. We stayed in the kitchen and whip out that. All my life, I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I then go see that jeweler. Whip out the Hey, addicted to moolah, no favors. This feel like a hell of a day, bro. I'm falling in love with that cocoa. It's running my veins in my whole soul. Got the whole block in the choco. Middle to the popo. Cool as a cooler. Addicted to moolah. Hey, all my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I think gon' see that jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I think gon' see that jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whip out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah.
Tiny's stepdaughter What's her name? Star? Yeah, I think that's her name. She was on the OMG Girls, and she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was her, and they was at a baby shower. It wasn't for her, but it was for, and they at the baby, they popped open again, and it was like T.I. and Tiny, and like, really? Like, and it was $1,000 in it. It is somebody yelled in the crowd, is that all you got? Now, T.I. looked back, and they had this on record if y'all want to go look it up. T.I. looked back like, what? I got bills right here and stuff, and T.I. is going back. And the dude's, yeah, the other dude, not T.I., this dude ain't famous. He's just trying to get his little career pop, whatever you're doing. And they just going back and forth, and bodyguards come, and they start. And, okay, a little more gossip for y'all. Okay, y'all, as y'all know, Mariah Carey is still throwing shade at J-Lo. So if y'all have not heard Mariah Carey's new song, I still don't know her. And then J-Lo and Mariah Carey got into it, I think, was it at the Grammys? I think it was at the Grammys, and it was like, J-Lo got no cake, Mariah Carey got more cake than her, and as we know, cake mean butt, you know what I mean? And so if y'all want to go see that video, throwing shade, she throwing a lot of shade at her. Her song is like, is you hating Mariah Carey? And as we know, 50 Cent posted on his IG recently, and, you know, it was bricks, and it said bricks were like bands of hundreds or hundreds. And he admits it was fake cash, and he was just flexing, and the bank says that he owed millions. Now, 50 Cent, he haven't made a song. I think he made that song with, what's his boy name? Young Thug. And Young Thug, he trying to get with someone. I thought he liked girls, because on his Instagram, he be posting about him and his girlfriend. Well, games today are Timberwolves versus the Hornets, and right now the Timberwolves cannot pull it up, even though I don't like that team. I just like Andrew Wiggins on that team, and it's 103. Timberwolves got 103, and the Hornets got 108. Can you believe 108? 108, y'all. They get it whooped. Kings versus the Pelicans, and personally, I like the Pelicans now since Anthony Davis was on their team. And as y'all know, the Pelicans was sorry last year. And the reason they were sorry was because he was injured and they couldn't do all the things that they was doing. And I kind of felt sad for him because it was like, y'all ain't winning no games. Y'all on a streak. Y'all keep on losing. And I kind of felt sad for it. And then the Warriors stand up. Warriors versus Magic. That's 113-119. Y'all already know the score. Princess Nina, who you think winning?
I don't know. I don't really do the basketball or football stuff.
What is wrong with you, Princess Nina? Something wrong with you now? You got the blood in you. But y'all know the Warriors winning. They're killing them. Domination. All right, the Bucks, I'm from Milwaukee, stand up. And the Bucks can never pull it off. It was just a $3.1 million on the arena, and they still losing all their games, 90-100. That's just a sad loss. Clippers versus the Mavericks. Mavericks losing 90-109. And the upcoming games that's coming is the Nets versus the Raptors. The Raptors are, it's quarter one, 6 minutes left in the game, and the Raptors are losing by 2 points. Hawks versus Jazz, Atlanta stand up. Trailblazers versus Wizards, Knicks versus Nuggets, and Magic versus Lakers, and Spurs versus Timberwolves. Now I want to talk about this Magic versus Lakers. I want to see Kobe Bryant act a fool in this game. Act a fool. I really want to watch this game. Princess Nina, you got something to say before I spin this song?
Nope. We'll tell you a little bit more about our topic when we come back.
Okay. Well, I ain't about to spin a song yet. Trying to get y'all away from me. 310, you on the line? You got something to say?
Hello?
310?
Oh, hey, guys. Hi, Swag Radio.
Hey.
Anyway, yeah, I have a lot to say, actually. Princess Nina had asked a question, why do we think, what was the question? It was why like, basically what's wrong with this generation and education? I don't remember your exact question. Can you repeat that question?
Wait. Why do you think today's generation of kids take things for granted?
Yes, thank you. Okay. Well, I think one thing that happens with schools is, you know, technology has advanced a whole lot. We have a lot more distractions now. And I feel like education is not really valued the way it should be valued at all. You will hear a lot of people say, you don't need an education to have money. You don't need education to make your dreams come true. You don't need this. You don't need that. And I feel like someone that say that 9 times out of 10, they're uneducated. Think street smarts is good enough to make it anywhere. I think you need to be street smart and book smart at the same time to really have a thriving business. Because if you are, say like, well, hold on, I'll touch on that later. So what I was going to say, as far as schooling, like now when you have to do an essay, you could type it up. When I was younger, we had to write it out. So I didn't have spell check. If I wanted to make sure something was spelled correctly, I couldn't use my computer. My computer couldn't type it out for me automatically. I had to look it up in dictionary. And I had to use a thesaurus. I didn't have Google. I had to use encyclopedia. Like, I literally had to do a whole lot of research. And I feel like when you do it that way, you obtain way more information. And also, when you do an essay, you could copy and paste. Like, basically, you don't have to use your brain at all when you're doing an essay nowadays. You could just, it's so easy. The computer basically do it for you. You could find somebody else's work. I feel like it's just way too easy to just slack off. Also, what else did I put down? I think teachers need to be more creative. Like, you know that the world has changed so much. Why haven't your teaching methods haven't changed? Why are you so boring? Like, right now, I just got back into college. Woo-hoo. But it's a struggle for me. I find it boring,
good job, good job.
Honestly. Oh, thank you. I find it boring, to be honest. And it's a little disappointing because I expected to be much different than high school, because you could pick your own classes and pick what you're interested in and stuff like that. But I realized even though the classes are boring, I went the route without going straight to school. I had about 12 jobs, and it didn't fulfill me at all. I wanted to go back to school to get an education, and I feel like education, I want to be able to be more accessible to things, see the world in a different pair of eyes. I want to be able to communicate effectively with everyone. I want to be, I want to be able to work on my communication skills, also know bigger words, expand my vocabulary, and stuff like that. But I think teachers basically need to be more creative and become more interesting and be more passionate about what you're talking about. Once you lose passion for teaching something, it's time for you to retire, because you have to initiate that fire and burning desire in your students, especially at a very young age. I think it sucks that you two are very young and you're saying that you hate school, you really dislike school, because at your age, I loved everything about school. You know, English was my favorite subject. I was into sports. I like seeing my friends. I love lunch even more. Like, it just sucks that you guys don't like it now. This should be y'all good years. And also, I think parents need to tell children how important, okay, I'm almost at the end. I'm like a big rant. But anyway, I think parents should tell children how important education is and don't just emphasize on money. But I think the biggest thing for anyone out there is to look at your family, look at your parents. That's another thing that made me go back to school, you know. I have plenty of people in my family that have dropped out from school, and right now they're not doing good. Their life is basically no different than mine. I haven't seen them progress at all, and that's the best example. That's my motivation right there. And I don't have any, I can't really think of many people in my family that's professional and have a lot of careers, and I want that to be different. I want my family to call me if they need a lawyer, or if they need a doctor, or if they need something that's really going to help them in life. I want to be able to have that friend on speed dial. That's another thing about education, you're able to be able to network. But, yeah, that's it for me. Anything else, guys?
Okay, thank you, caller 301. We thank everything that you had to share and all the stuff you had to say on our show. DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. She's a baby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bandit. Legacy, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Wait and see, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga bullet, you found it. Killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dodie in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man had the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Poker killers on the stand.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted the lean and shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside your shit, let designer, over to Lady shit. They be asking rents, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacy, Fanta, why is he killing no karma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the common. The rollie is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out to for Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up and they get it. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull up in the end of baby. CCDD pull up in the killer baby. Cola fill it, fill up, gon' fill it baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spin it. The Bobby can spin it. Chapter Dawn doing business. In the way, fucking up shit. She doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split.
Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dodie in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bandos. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Killers on the stamina. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted to lean the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Way is he? Look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way is he? Panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man had the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Poker killers on the stamina.
Yes, yes, and we're back, and I just found out Empire coming back on the 30th, March 30th. If y'all haven't watched the last episode, sorry to spoiler alert, you can ask Princess Nina, you can ask anybody, you can ask Tatiana, you can ask my mom, you can ask everybody. I'm a spoiler. So, we have last came off where
Rhonda had out. If you don't know Rhonda is, that's Andre's girlfriend. If you don't know who Andre is, you just need to catch up if you don't know Andre. Andre is the bipolar, Lucius' son, Cookie's son. So we had left off where his wife was pushed. And as soon as Rhonda had told his wife, had told Anika, and Anika is Lucius' ex to be engaged wife, and she had told Anika that she was getting the alarm thing fixed, it wasn't working, it kept on going on, and it didn't work, and da-da-da, and so on. So when she had told Anika looked kind of jealous, snooping through her house, if you didn't see that, snooping through her house, and was like, oh, Lucius brought you all this? Oh, what if I had a kid? Would he do you think? Yeah, he's, and then Rhonda was like, yeah, he's being so not. So I think Anika got jealous, and everybody was like on Twitter and Instagram, who pushed Rhonda? And I put hashtag Anika. What do you think, Princess Nina?
I think it was Anika, too, because she be acting real crazy now.
True, she did go with Lucius' son, Hakeem, and was desperate. So, and then we saw that Hakeem said no. When they was like, because the white lady, I don't know her name, but she was trying to vote Lucius out of office. And Lucius was like, this when the family comes together. And you know Hakeem is so furious. And Cookie said she couldn't make it. So she said Hakeem has her share on his line. So she was like, say no. And then as when Hakeem's girl came back, Naomi Campbell, that's her real name, but that's not her name in the show. His girlfriend, he came back from France because Lucius had made her disappear because he didn't want them to date. And so when she had came back, Cookie walked in. She was like, she knew something was going to go down. She saw the girl smiling, and she was like, no, Hakeem, no. And he said, aye. And Lucius got all his rifles, started shooting up the place, and I've been watching her promos, and they was like, well, this is going to happen next time on Empire. Hakeem is going to step into place, and Jamal doesn't have his place no more. As you know, Jamal was the gay son, and he basically was kind of like the leader when Lucius was in jail, and he did everything for Lucius, and he got his part. So that is messed up. And then Lucius stands in the office, and then the police, and then the ladies like kill him, and that's when it leaves off. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy, and I'm going to watch this. Even though I'm on punishment, I'm going to have to wait, but I'm still going. You got anything to say, Princess Nina?
Yeah, I agree with you when you said on that. But I think, what's his name, Hakeem, I don't think he knows what to do, really. I think he just acting wild and things like that because he doesn't like his dad at the moment. And he just trying to do any and everything to hurt his dad. So he sided with the girl. And because he got mad at his dad for shipping her away, and he liked her. But I think the girl's just playing him and things like that. So Hakeem needs to sit down, stay in his place.
Correct. But Princess Nini, got anything to add on our topic or anything?
We will talk more when we come back.
All right, like Princess Nina said, I'm about to play a quick song.
Yeah. Miss Mulatto. Lotto, let 'em know. I just bought a Benz, so I'm wood grain gripping. Pull up on you right now, anybody get it? You know where to find me, I'm the princess in my city. My buddy must be tripping, really rapping. Hey, you
important to be at school every day to get the most of a good education. Children need to go to school every day. School attendance has a major influence on educational outcomes. Students who attend school regularly are most likely to achieve better results at school and are most likely to compare their schooling. So if you go to school every day, then you'll have more knowledge, and knowledge is power. So this generation needs to keep going to school, and hopefully we need to stop dropping out of school and things like that, because we're a reflection on our country and on our generation and things like that. And if we can't go to school, then how are we going to run a country? So DJ J Prince, lead us out. Wait, what are you trying to get rid of me? All right, I don't got nothing to say. So like you said, we leading out, and we thank the 301 caller. We thank all the callers that was on the line. And we shout out everybody who participated. And we shout out Princess Nina for making this topic. Shout out DJ J Prince, me, for making the Casa and the NBA. And we about to play our theme song. We out.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Jay Prince on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers,